Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. My favorite day of the week, my favorite hour of the week. Here we are. Sunny Saturday. Autoimmune disease. Lupus, multiple sclerosis, scleroderma, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis. That moment when you get down with something hard, when these things come on, these diseases, these symptoms are rough. They attack from seemingly out of nowhere. Like one day you just woke up. The day before you were normal, and then one day your life was flipped upside down. That's the way it appears to you. That's not really the reality of it. You got to get that basic understanding. And then the real spin begins, because modern science really hasn't supplied us with great solutions for these things. I mean, relative to something like cancer, there's so much less to treat the autoimmune disease. They're complicated. I think they're more complicated, in a sense, than cancer. And they're variable. Just as every cancer is variable, you can't just clump autoimmune disease into one bracket, one group. But they have a lot in common if you look at it from a certain way. And that's always the way I'm going to suggest that you look at it. Whether you're suffering, diagnosed, whatever, with some lupus, scleroderma, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis. I can only tell you what I've seen over 20 years in the trenches with people who suffer from these supposed diseases. I want to offer to you today that by the time the body breaks down to that point where you're told you have this disease, for many, many years, basic, important systems in the human body, mechanisms that are highly regulated, highly integrated, have failed successively to that critical mass point where one morning you wake up and seemingly out of nowhere you have a disease. So you got to reach deep today. Today's show is complicated. There's a lot we're going to put together. What else is new? The body's complicated, but the body's simple. If you use only your analytic centers, you'll never understand why you suffer from any of these autoimmune diseases. I'm going to start from a bunch of crazy places. All right, let's start. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc with two T's. If you're driving, just listen through your soul. Put your mind aside. Hopefully you can get onto the computer, because we're going to start with a little video. Now, when I'm done, you're going to say, what does that have to do with my lupus, my scleroderma, my Sjögren's disease, my ankylosing spondylitis, my psoriatic arthritis, my rheumatoid arthritis, my lupus, my whatever, or my variant of all of those? Go to the top page. What is this? Show 229. It says 129. That's a mistake. This is show 229. Even my tech is not perfect. She's almost perfect. Oh, there, she fixed it. Show 229. All right. Go to the polar bear. Some of you have seen this before. So this is where we're going to start. I just want you to watch this polar bear being hunted, shot at, analyzed, in a sense molested. And I want you to watch it just get up and shake it off. Watch this. I'm going to turn my volume off. I'm about 4 seconds into it now. We're watching this huge fat polar bear just run right across. 10 seconds into it, they're about to shoot it. It's running across the tundra. We're both watching our polar bear here. At about 20 seconds, pop, they shoot it with 8 cc's of some tranquilizer. Look at the size of that thing. Look at the size of that polar bear. It's just chucking away. You get this on YouTube, just later on your own even, just polar bear, and you'll see this video. 40 seconds into it. Look at the paws on that thing. Look at the size of that animal's hands next to this guy's hands. Gee, what does this have to do with lupus? What does this have to do with scleroderma? What does this have to do with multiple sclerosis? 60 seconds into it, look at the size of that tooth. And there it is. 1 minute in, it's shaking. It's shaking on the floor. It's shaking. It's quivering. It's doing something. The biologist is saying it's shaking to relieve its stress. And now if your volume's up, listen to those heaves 1 minute and 22 seconds in. Listen to those heaves, those enormous breaths that animal's taking. Look at that. Nature is magnificent. That animal's been hunted, chased, shot down, molested in a sense. It's been touched. It's been fondled. And there it is, a minute, 47, 48 seconds there, replaying it in slow motion. The animal is shaking off its stress, and then it's employing these enormous exhalations. My volume's off. If yours is up, you're going to hear these heaves. It sounds like the earth is moving. Okay. What is that great big polar bear doing? It's making sure it doesn't end up with autoimmune disease. It's fascinating when you take it out of the books and you put it into plain, blunt terms, isn't it? That's when you really learn it. That animal is making sure it doesn't have autoimmune disease. If you have autoimmune disease, if you have Sjögren's disease, if you have ankylosing spondylitis, if you have scleroderma, if you have multiple sclerosis, if you have lupus, if you have rheumatoid arthritis, I will guarantee you that you didn't do what you just saw that polar bear do. Boy. Is that about as wacky a piece of information as you could ever hear? Well, truth is stranger than fiction. Let's get out of our heads and ask us what that animal just experienced. It doesn't know what a helicopter is. And all of a sudden, this massive tank in the air is tracking it, and it's running for its life for all it knows. This is nature. You don't assume that helicopters tanking you to say hello, and then you're on the ground unconscious, and then aliens come out, they start touching your body, you're conscious but you're sedated, and then it's time to run away. What, holding that trauma, holding it like you've held it, you with lupus, you with scleroderma, you with rheumatoid arthritis, holding that trauma? No, not you. You haven't had any emotional trauma. You don't even feel stressed. You have no idea where your autoimmune disease came from. Well, you got to go back and consider that you do know. Now, that animal's been traumatized. You've been traumatized. Life is traumatizing. Sometimes more. Sometimes it's really bad. Do you fit that description? If you go back in time, I have never seen an exception in 25 years of an autoimmune case that hasn't been subjected to serious trauma. We don't need to list the traumas. I'll leave that to you. But I can tell you, you're no different than that bear, except one thing. You didn't shake it off. So there it is. There's my supposition. There's where I'm going to lay it down. But we're going to get into antigen antibody responses. We're going to get into the blood. We're going to get into the liver. We're going to get into cortisol. We're going to get into a lot of science today, but I want to start it off this way. Because in the end, when you sit there and you go, okay, now what do I do? Get yourself in communion with nature to the point where you react to traumatic stress the way that polar bear does. That polar bear ain't getting autoimmune disease because it's going to run off and it's going to forget it ever happened. It just cleaned out every cell of its body. This should be a daily experience. This should be something people do. This should be part of nature. This should be no less common than going to church on Sunday. And I realize well that that's understood as some absurdity. It's absurd we have the disease rates we have today. It's absurd we have a dying ecosystem. It's absurd we have the absurdities that we're starting to call normal. Sperm counts down to nothing. Your average births are cesareans. We can give you an endless list of absurdities. So why is this absurd? You see, the scam is in. Take people away from their natural divine systems. Make demonstrations of them look weird, frowned upon, and the fix is in. You're just a little sucker on a conveyor belt. So here's the point. We're doing it in nature, but can we back it up in science? And that's the purpose of the show. What is that animal doing? Well, I want you to flip to the bottom, to the very last picture, picture 31. That animal is balancing its nervous system, its neurological system, its autonomic nerves. It's balancing out the two sides of the stress mechanism, the sympathetic nerves and parasympathetic. Yes, it'll be a good review for my regular listeners. If you're new to the show, this is new to you. And we have two nervous systems. One that speeds it up, like when that animal's getting hunted. Its sympathetic nerves dilate its pupils. It's not thinking about going to the bathroom or having a meal or eating a seal. Believe me, its bronchioles are dilated. Its heartbeat is accelerated. I'm just reading off picture 31. It's not thinking about going to the bathroom. It's taking all of its glycogen and it's flushing it into the blood. It's pushing it into the blood to increase blood sugar so it can sprint for its life. It's secreting tons of adrenaline. When you hunt, if you chase an animal, because that animal, well, you don't know how to hunt, and so you chase the animal. When you get that animal and you eat that animal, you better drain the adrenaline out of its meat. Because when you chase an animal, it's filled its meat with adrenaline. You got to drain that out or you're going to have a bad meal. So that sympathetic nervous system, as that animal runs, is pushing everything into the blood to allow it to run faster. It has to shut that system off to repair from the shock, the trauma, the brutalization of the tissue that was incurred as it ran for its life. And that's when the parasympathetic nervous system has to come in. And that's a balance, and you guys know that. And when people don't relax, it's called sympathetic dominant. So the parasympathetics don't work, and you can't repair from the stress of life. You're definitely not going to get out of those indelible scars that occur from serious emotional and physical traumas. Now, check this out. Top of the page, immunity and stress. Click to view full article on immunity and stress. Give yourself a moment for that article to dial up. And we're not going to get into it too deeply, but what we're going to point out here, if you're on the article now, top page on the right side. Evidence. I put a lot of asterisks on one side, so you're at the top of the page, the right-hand side, first paragraph down. It's parentheses. Evidence for the central nervous system, immune system interaction. The central nervous system, immune system. Immune system are the cells, the lymphocytes, the B lymphocytes, the T lymphocytes, the NK cells. your macrophages, your mast cells, your eosinophils, your basophils. Everything that ultimately you're going to hear has gone cuckoo. You have autoimmune disease. Your immune system's attacking you. Wow. It's gone crazy cuckoo. And you can't do a thing about it except take the steroids. And immune system depressants. If a billion immune system cells are going to attack you, well, here's a great idea. Let's just kill off your immune system, and then there's less to attack you with. So we give you immunosuppressive drugs. Cyclophosphamide, cyclosporin, Cellcept. We give you lower doses of what people take when they do organ transplantations, because when you have an organ transplant, boy, is your immune system going to go after that organ. And that's a life-saving procedure. People losing their kidneys, losing their livers, so on and so forth, their lungs. Anyone up for an organ transplant has to use an immunosuppressant. Well, that's what they're doing when you've got all these autoimmune diseases. If your immune system's gone crazy, plumb out of its mind, and it's attacking your cells. Lupus goes after the collagen. In rheumatoid arthritis, the immune system cells go after the synovium, the synovial lining to the joints. That's the lining, or that's the sac that holds your joint fluid. That sac is being attacked by the immune system. That's rheumatoid arthritis. Each of the immune systems goes after different types of materials. Multiple sclerosis. Your immune system goes after the myelin sheath of your nerves, so on and so forth. This crazy immune system, one day you wake up, your immune system's gone absolutely cuckoo. No, it's not. You've been working on this for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Your autoimmune disease may likely have started in utero, but the body compensates. The body compensates. As a child, you've got this mass of reserve energy. We're going to take that notion, reserve energy, into chemistry in a moment. But let's step back here. Your immune system went cuckoo. That immune system is under the control of the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system. And that autonomic nervous system is often under control of your psyche. Psychological damage, trauma, influences the nervous system. They're the same word. And that slanting, that jading of the psychonervous system influences your immune system. Read it. Evidence of the central nervous system, immune system interaction has been derived from the following studies. Electrolytic lesions of certain areas of the hypothalamus. Hypothalamus, up in your head are these junction boxes for the autonomic nervous system. And if you play around electrically with different parts of the hypothalamus, you get either enhancement or inhibition of various immune functions. I love doing this show. I know this stuff, but when I read it again and I put it all together for people, it amazes me. The glory of the human body and the idiocy of the way we approach disease. I promise not to say things like idiocy, but I just get carried away. I gotta say idiocy. Idiocy in the holistic tradition, idiocy in the allopathic tradition. Not that everyone in holistic medicine is idiocy, or not that every allopath is idiocy. But on the overall, if you look statistically at the number of people lined up each day with any of these diseases, they have no real concept of this. Do you think rheumatology is telling people that their birth trauma of 50 years ago is driving their lupus, or their molestation, or their rape, or their physical abuse, their verbal abuse? The fact that they get up every day for years and kind of underneath it all wish they were dead, or what's the point, or a million variations of this theme, or most of all, that pervading feeling that God has betrayed you. You're mad at God because you got the raw end of the stick. jealousy, whatever. You live with it. You eat it every day on some level, and then you put your face on to go outside and pretend that it's not you. No, it's not me. Okay. But look what this article's saying. This is an article you can trust. It's not written by a bunch of bozos. That's why I put these articles on. These are the same MD, PhD, pathology, scientist people getting decent salaries at outstanding universities publishing these articles. And what the article is saying is if we mess with the central junction boxes, the hypothalamic et al. Areas, we can enhance the immune. We can give you hyperimmunity. We can send your immune system crazy, or we can turn it off. That's what you're doing every day with stress. Evidence for brain immune system interactions. There's billions of pounds of this evidence everywhere. Okay, now go back and look at the polar bear. Does the polar bear look so stupid now? What do you think that polar bear is doing? And so I say, what I offer you, what I suggest you do is use the science, look at nature, employ your common sense, and tell yourself at whatever stage of illness you're in that you're going to become the polar bear. Wow. If you can attach to that, that runs deep. Here's a guy that understood this. Reich. Wilhelm Reich. Go to picture 28. That's him when he was young and handsome. This is him at page 27. He's gotten a bit more serious after the beatings he took. Look at picture 30. That's Reich in the Orgon box. Look at picture 29. That's one of his books, or one of the books about him. Wilhelm Reich and Orgonomy. This was Western Victorian Europe trying to understand chi and prana. This was a day and age when this kind of stuff was new. So if you go to the top of the page and you look at the full article there on Reich number 2, here's a page out of Reich, Jung, Ragardi, and Me. It's a page out of a book, and I put in quotation marks about a quarter down the page as the band. So it's the top of the page, right above the polar bear, where it says Reich number 2, as the bands of tension dissolve. This is what's happening to the polar bear, only Reich's doing it to people. Wilhelm Reich was a psychiatrist. Wilhelm Reich was a golden boy. He was Freud's right hand at one time. He went to medical school in Vienna, late 1800s, early 1900s, on scholarship. He had a brilliant, inquisitive mind, relentlessly passionate, way more than Freud. Freud was enough of a flurry to the establishment. Reich came along and said, as a shrink now, I'm going to put my hands on people. I'm going to touch them so these bands of tension can dissolve. At a time when you couldn't make statements to Christian Western Europe, you couldn't make statements like babies have love complexes with their parents, Oedipal complexes. This wasn't allowed. So Freud was enough of a rebel. Reich comes along and says, I'm Freudian, but I'm going to touch you now. And what he finds when he touches people is that these bands of tension dissolve, the nervous system becomes able to react strongly, and streamings and feelings emerge. Many people find such sensations frightening. Of course you do. It is frightening, that journey. You're not stressed. You have autoimmune illnesses or symptoms, or any problem, any symptom, any health concern. You're not stressed. You don't feel stressed. Because if you really started to pry underneath, it might mortify you. It's not to overemphasize it. Some people just aren't stressed. But life is inherently stressful. And really, if you've got autoimmune disease, I can tell you from lots of experience working with it, people are severely, morbidly stressed. And this is what Reich is saying. This is what CLA is saying. This is what the polar bear is saying. Well, Reich starts touching people and finds that as these bands of tension dissolve, a lot of technique there, we're skipping it, people ultimately find release of tension and what Reich calls an orgasm reflex, which is not an orgasm. That is not a genital orgasm here. I think his choice of words was poor. But I don't really have the right to say that, do I? But nonetheless, he could have picked a better terminology, especially in Victorian Europe. But nonetheless, this is a relaxation of the organism accompanied by a shivering, much as a cat does when it relaxes. That polar bear is shivering. If you go back, turn the volume up, watch that video. The biologist that shot him is watching the bear shiver and saying, that bear is shivering to release its tension so it can go about its day. Reich is talking about the bear having an orgasm reflex. Animals live in orgasm reflexes. Your dog is yawning. Your cat is yawning. Your dog is stretching. Your cat is stretching. I've said it once. I'll say it again. I'll say it for the rest of my known life. Learn to do what those animals do. There's more science in understanding what that bear did and what Reich is trying to say, Cellier, and the rest of them. There is in all the halls at Cedars-Sinai, UCLA, and Hoag put together multiplied by 100. And it's right on the end of your nose, and your soul knows the truth. Trust that before you trust science. So, Reich is defining the orgasm reflex and says this full release occurring on the couch as the patient lets go of control. Let go of control. Control of what? Control of your armor in response to your pain. Your physiological energy, your electromagnetic field, divests enormous amounts of energy to protect yourself from deep down underneath it all what torments you, what hurts you. And that misappropriation of energy to protect yourself, what we call psychological and physical armor, they're both sides of the same coin, effectively represent the energy deficit that would otherwise be given to thriving in a vibrant life. Now, there is an etiology of disease. Take that to the bank. Truly take it to the bank. Do not doubt it for one moment. If there is any authenticity to the future of medicine, it's in what I just said, understanding the depth, the gravity of what I just said to you. Vulnerability is accepted, the capacity to experience exchanges in which the core of their being is in connection. People feel like they become who they are. That's what that bear is doing. That bear is saying, I was just a happy bear hunting seals for my family up in the tundra, where I've been doing that for hundreds and thousands of years. And along comes some alien spaceship, shoots me down, molests me, and then I'm supposed to just go along my way? They might have taken me home to eat. And that bear says, before I leave, I'm just going to shake it off. If that doesn't fascinate you, I don't know what to say. That fascinates me. Fascinating. Go to the top now. Get off that page. Go to the top, Reich number 3. Click to the full article on Reich 3. There you go. Now, from 19, so second paragraph, from 1940s onward, Reich, M.D., Reich, psychiatrist, Reich, son, metaphoric son of Sigmund Freud, Reich, from 1940 onwards, Reich's work shifted from a clinical and therapeutic interest. In other words, from being a shrink, he moves to an increasingly biological and scientific endeavor. This results in ostracism and antagonism towards him. The shrinks got angry. And others felt he was starting to tread into areas that weren't his. In other words, as a psychiatrist, he could stick with the head. But if you jump into something like cancer, autoimmune disease, so on and so forth, now you're treading into other territories. So what you're seeing here is Reich is birthing a model born out of experience and no lack of credentials. Notable here was his work in cancer, the cancer biopathy, excerpted in Writings 9. He felt that cancer, cross out cancer, put lupus, cross out cancer, put scleroderma, cross out cancer, put Sjogren's disease, cross out cancer, put multiple sclerosis, cross out cancer, put ankylosing spondylitis, put rheumatoid arthritis, put psoriatic arthritis, put anything. Today's show is about autoimmune disease. Put in any autoimmune disease. Was a matter of biological frustration, an organismic shrinking and withdrawal, which occurred, as did other somatic diseases, in just those areas where armoring was most severe. Done. If you got that today, you got everything. If you have a sense of being spiritually lifted, intellectually engaged, you've got everything. You could turn off the radio or the computer or the streaming and just go about your day and sit on what I'm saying to you. Because it is inestimably vital that you hear and understand what I'm saying to you today. That's the good news. I'm only going to give you good news. More good news. All right, let's look into this. Estrogen. You can't leave out autoimmune disease, especially for women, especially with lupus. Without understanding, click to view the full article on estrogen and inflammation. Now, every show we do on hormone balance, you should look up on the website, straighttalk.cc. By the way, if you're new to the show and glued to the radio, no doubt, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. That's the number to the center, where if you're ready, you come in and seek counsel on how to get a health sort of direction, a portfolio, so you can deal with your health concerns. If you can't do that, get the subscription. 230 shows for $24? That's nothing. Look at this article. Progesterone antagonizes the pro-inflammatory activity of estrogen. Pro-inflammatory activity. In stress, you inflame tissue. Stress means you send your immune system cuckoo. Stress means you anger your immune system. Stress means when doctors tell you, oh, you have an autoimmune disease, and that means your immune system is attacking your own tissue, and we'll give you an immunosuppressive drug, or we'll cut off your head. One of the two, whatever you'd like to do. These choices are topical. Underneath it becomes the issue of why would an immune system start to go cuckoo? And one big part of it is the nervous system is shifted into sympathetic dominant states. Number two, ladies especially, estrogen dominant women especially, people living in estrogenic societies. That means anyone in LA. If you're in San Pedro and you have lupus, if you're in San Pedro and you have scleroderma, if you're in San Pedro, I'm not picking out just San Pedro, I mean Southern California here. It is a toxic swamp. If I had any of this, I'd be in another city, far away. I'd be living on an island with a moat and eating grass all day. I'd figure out a way to juice grass if I didn't have money. The air produces estrogenic, estrogen analogs, estrogen mimetic things, xenoestrogens, estrogen dominant people, meaning ladies, those of you with more estrogen receptors than your friends, in the presence of estrogen analogs, which all the Southern California air is filled with, are going to bind estrogen mimetic chemicals to make your body very inflammatory. If you add to that sympathetic dominance, if you add to that birth trauma or trauma in early childhood, that unlike the polar bear, you're still holding on to. One day when you wake up and your immune system went crazy, that's why. And you can apply this to lots of autoimmune disease. I don't want to make blanket statements because they're different, but this is a one-hour show. I got to clump them together. But look at this. This should give you a hint. Look at this. Where am I looking? I'm looking here on that page, and I'm looking for something. There it is. Yes. Under introduction. So, that page on estrogen, pro-inflammatory, not the abstract, lower than the abstract, left side, just scroll down where it says introduction. Now read this. It's fascinating. Leukocytes, those are white blood cells, especially neutrophils and macrophages, form a significant but varying population of cells in the uterus of many animals. Numbers of these cells peak around estrus, meaning as your estrogen rises, say as you're basically in the follicular stage, as you're implanting your egg. It's saying as estrogen rises, more of your immune system cells come to the uterus and reach their nadir, meaning their low point at the time of your period, meaning when your estrogen goes up, we see immune system cells in the uteruses of little cute mice go up. And then as the mice sheds its uterus and estrogen drops, we see the immune system cells go away. It's making a critical link between what? Between estrogen and the immune system. Estrogen is pro-inflammatory. The immune system means... So the immune system's presence means it's being called because it thinks there's an inflammatory process occurring. So it's using animals to create this link between estrogen, inflammation. Mating, so the animal's having sex with another animal around the time, ladies. Some of you may have to remember the days. But do you remember day 12, day 13, day 14? Before ovulation, what happens to your sex drive? It starts to go way up. That's the time of the month where you're going to be very physical. And that's because there's estrogen. The estrogen's peaking at ovulation. And that's a natural, normal cycle we see in the animal kingdom also. What this article is saying is that's also when we see an influx of macrophages, of neutrophils, and so on and so forth into those tissues. Now check this out. This is why I got the article for this. That closely resembles a pathological acute inflammatory response. Look at this. Look at what this article is saying. It's saying pathological. It's saying that the influx of the immune system cells as the estrogen rises is almost what we see in pathology, disease mechanisms. Now add Long Beach to that. And add the birth control pill. And add in vitro fertilization drugs. And add all those things that are estrogenic. And what do you think you have? There you go. You become an estrogen bomb, which means you are engaging in a massive inflammatory process. Now add to that stress, which is a massive inflammatory process. Add the article whereby stress can either paralyze the immune system or accentuate it. Now put those two together, and you tell me why it's so curious that we have so much autoimmune disease today. You're getting it. I know you're getting it. I can feel you. This article's going on to say progesterone counters estrogen, and that's another story. And We're not going to get into that. We're going to absorb what's useful. All right. So look at that. Autoimmune disease. We started with the polar bear. We moved on to the work of Reich. Then we moved on to estrogen. Basically, what are we talking about? We're talking about signals. We're talking about terrains in your tissue. Sjögren's disease going after the parotid ducts and the parotid gland. Ankylosing spondylitis going after the joints. Rheumatoid arthritis going after the joints. Multiple sclerosis looking at the myelin sheaths of the nerves. We're talking about the immune system running around and looking at a tissue and feeling compelled to start blowing its whistles. We're talking about the coalescence. We're talking about the coming together of multiple factors to create the perfect storm. Disease. Chronic symptoms is the result of a perfect storm that's been assembling over many years. Please hear this. Those of you who come in, and you often come in and go, I'm so upset. I was normal yesterday. My life was filled with everything I wanted my life to be. I was super depressed, super anxiety, obsessive compulsive. I was on the SSRI, or I was on the sedative. But that aside, I got it all done. I've been doing everything I needed to do. I had a full life. I got up in the morning. I went to bed at night. I slept 5 or 6 hours. I got it all done, and now I can't do anything. Where did this come from? You need a new perspective. You're never going to relax if you don't get a different perspective. You will not heal. I don't care what you do. You will not heal. You have to understand that by the time you get to the point where you fall down, you've been generating this over many, many, many years. And all of these factors have come together to form the perfect storm. All right, good. Excelente. Excelente. Okay. Now, the immune system. Let's talk a little bit about the immune system. Cells of the immune system. Go to picture number 5. These cells are made in the bone marrow. You're talking about macrophages, neutrophils, basophils. Just look at the picture. Platelets, dendritic cells, B lymphocytes, T lymphocytes, red blood cells, erythrocytes, mast cells, basophils, eosinophils, natural killer cells. These NK cells, rather, these immune system cells are cells that go after things. They go after antigens. Picture 8. Look at picture 8. Picture 8 is a lymphocyte. Picture number 9 is a macrophage. Macrophages, go to picture 10, do something called phagocytosis. A lot of your immune system cells are like blobs. There in picture 10, you're seeing a macrophage. It's got these little receptor sites on its membrane, and they bind up a bacteria. And then they make these blob-like arms that engulf the bacteria, and then they digest the bacteria. I was going to do a show on the antibody tests, the IgGs, IgMs, IgEs, how to diagnose correctly microbial disease, because this is getting so twisted out of proportion today, and not by infectious disease, by the holistic community. They're using less than reputable labs to stretch norms, to create profiles that are very iffy, scaring people to death by telling them that they've been infected by all sorts of microbes that anybody would normally have and handle. And then it's all about killing that microbe holistically. And I'm going to do a show on that to create some clarity for people, because this is getting stretched out way too much. But I want you to take a look at this picture number 10 here. Antibody, that IgG, what a macrophage does is it binds an antibody. It's got a receptor site, so you've got two immune system cells who are friendly to each other. That antibody is made in reaction to a lymphocyte that makes the antibody, and that lymphocyte is responding to some sort of a microbe. So a lymphocyte, which is another immune system cell, I showed you a picture of it, sees some sort of a bug, and that bug initiates the lymphocytic response, which is the production of the antibody, and the antibody finds receptor sites on the macrophage. So the macrophage binds the antibody, and the antibody, as you can see in that picture, binds the microbe, and then all of it gets swallowed up. Well, actually, I would assume the antibody leaves the cargo ship there. And what gets swallowed up is the bacteria broken up by the lysosomes of the macrophage. It's a brilliant, it's a neat system. It's very fundamental to how your body, in deep, intricate relationship, how the multitude of immune cells do their thing. Well, the bacteria, or the heavy metal, or the virus, or the parasite, or the food particle circulating in the blood is called the antigen. Go to page 16. Picture 16, antigen. There's an antigen, picture 16, an antigen binding to an antibody made by a lymphocyte. And that antibody is going to park itself on a macrophage. And the macrophage is going to end up eating the antigen. Go to picture 13. How antigen-antibody reaction occurs. Primary stage, interaction between the antigen and antibody. The antigen may well be a metal. It may well be undigested food. The link between autoimmune disease and leaky gut effectively says that leaky gut is a product of an inflammatory process in the intestinal villi due to sympathetic dominance combined with all sorts of garbage food you eat, leaking it into the blood as an antigen that the immune system attacks. And this attack plays itself out in your tissues of your organs. And in a sense, the bee's nest, the angry hornet's response of your immune system, is well-founded by the body, not a product of some current insanity. So I'm saying what I just said, but in different words now. And this antigen-antibody response, that's your immune system reaction. Once you start it, you better have a parasympathetic nervous system to stop it. But don't start it. Don't have the antigen, meaning don't leak your foods through your gut. There you go. Interaction between antigen and antibody occurs without any visible effects. Right, you live in a state of inflammation. But ultimately, the reaction is reversible until it's not reversible. So what that picture, number 13, is showing you is that this relationship between what annoys the immune system, what starts it off in these immune system complexes, lymphocyte, antibody, macrophage, is an on-off process. It's going on for years. Finally, when it finally clicks on, then you have the storm. Now that storm, go to picture 14. Agglutination reaction. When a particular antigen is mixed with its antibodies in the presence of electrolytes at a suitable temperature and pH, the particles are clumped and agglutinated. When the antigen is an erythrocyte, in other words, when it's something attached to a red blood cell, the term hemagglutinin, that's sludge. Hemagglutination, or just agglutination, is a short word for sludge. It means if you have a chronic antigen-antibody complex, going on, off for years, finally shifting to on, you are going to start to sludge up your blood or your intracellular fluid. So when they tell you lupus, scleroderma, Sjögren's disease, by the time you've got those diseases, those localized tissues, meaning your kidney, because you're bleeding in the kidney from lupus, meaning your parotid glands are mush, and your mouth is dry, and you can't open your eyes, all your ducts have been inflammatorily deranged. By the time those areas get that symptomatic, your blood, your lymph, all your fluids have turned to sludge. Because of this agglutination process, whether it's in the blood heme agglutination or in the intracellular fluid, you are a ball of sludge. Wet macaroni sitting in water for a week or two. Glue. That's why you have to cleanse and stretch. See my last show. Cleanse, stretch, calm yourself down. Cleanse, stretch, stretch, cleanse, calm yourself down. But every word I'm using means something physiologically. And it's measurable. And if it's not measurable and meaningful, if it's just words, if it's just like an actor reading a script instead of an actor living the part, you're not going to get the return. So there's a right way to do it, and there's a wrong way to do it. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you're confused about your health and you want to understand how to cleanse, how to stretch, how to do the things to put your natural systems in alignment for whatever health concern you've got, you give us a call. It's not about disease. It's about doing the things to ignite the healing mechanisms in your body that you've neglected because you didn't know how to do it or how to do it correctly. 714-850-1007. This is why we have a blood viscosity concern. Go to picture 18. Is your heart pumping sludge? 60 million Americans suffer from cardiovascular disease. The complete blood viscosity test offered only by the Meridian Valley Lab. Blood viscosity is a big deal. In hematology, article after article on blood viscosity. Picture 19. There's a bunch of red blood cells clumped in a lot of fibrin. Thus, the viscosity of the blood goes too high. Picture number 20. The liver. The liver has a great deal to do with determining what the viscosity of the blood will be on two levels. One, the liver draws so much blood through the digestive tract that if the liver's ability to move blood, if the liver is part of what makes the blood too thick, if the blood is too thick, it collects in the liver because the liver drains so much blood into it. The filthier your digestive system is, the lousier your diet is, the more work the liver does, the more the liver heats, the slower the blood moves through the liver. The liver becomes blood stagnant, liver blood stasis. That's a basic driver in holistic medicine, blood stasis in the liver. Liver blood stasis, look it up. Do a Google search on liver blood stasis, liver blood stagnation. There it is on that picture, all the blood moving through the liver. When it becomes slow, you're going to concentrate those entities, bacteria, viruses, parasites, metals, undigested food particles that your immune system is going to go after. You're giving the immune system more time to go after the sludge. You're asking for trouble. You're helping create the perfect storm. Then if you add with blood stasis, bile stagnation. So when you think liver, you think blood stasis and bile stagnation. Picture 21. If those bile ducts are clogged and the blood is too thick in the liver, the combined effect allows the immune system to sit there in the intracellular space or in the blood and look at the antigens way too long. So you're asking to light the fuse. Now Hans Selye is coming along, picture 24, and he's saying stress is the cause of disease. Picture 25. Chile is staying from the time you're born. Picture 25. Every stress leaves an indelible scar, and the organism pays for its survival after a stressful situation by becoming a little older. It means you're breaking down. You don't wake up generally with autoimmune disease until you're in your 40s and 50s. That's not always true, but those of you who do, the stress has been breaking you down. The stress has been breaking you down. The blood stagnation, the bile stagnation. The digestive system has become inflamed to the point where you're throwing too many pro-inflammatory chemicals. Estrogenic women, men that have high hormonal titers, people living in filthy, polluted areas where they have analogs to the hormonal systems. Add that together, and then you won't be so surprised the day you get up with symptoms that take you back down. I think you understand me. I'm getting the feeling that we really put this together nicely for you today. 714-850-1007. Autoimmune disease, a comprehensive solution. You'll have to listen to the show again and again and again, and please do, and read the articles and piece it together and think and bring your questions to your doctors. Bring your questions to your healthcare providers. And in the end, remember, if you suffer from any of this, just keep looking at that polar bear and ask yourself if you see truth there. Feel the truth. Just keep looking at that polar bear. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.